I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Swiss voters decided to ban the construction of more Muslim minarets. Negative reaction was strong around the world, especially in Turkey. Open Doors' Paul Esterbrooks describes what's happening.
They basically confronted the priest, Reverend Akbulut, and they told him that unless the bell tower in his church was destroyed, they would kill him. And they were doing this as a reaction to the Switzerland referendum and the banning of new minarets in their country.
Next, while much of the world celebrates the birth of Christ today, most of Pakistan will be celebrating the birth of someone else. Pastor Navid Malik says while Christians celebrate Christmas,
the 25th is when the founder of Pakistan, Qaid-e-Azam, was born. Muslim friends, they believe that Isa means Jesus is a prophet. It's sad to say that mostly on media, founder of Pakistan is heard more than Isa.
Malik wants the church to be more active and educated in sharing their faith. Pray for willing hearts. And Kids Alive's Janina Posner says in one mountainous region of Peru where they're working, Christmas family gatherings are difficult. The men have left their families to find work. Kids Alive's been working with these at-risk families to help them support themselves. With each opportunity comes an open door for the gospel.
Becoming a sponsor is such a wonderful thing. You become part of this child's life. You can also donate for a general fund so we can keep running the schools, the women's program.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information on these and other stories, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828, or visit us online at missionnetworknews.org. On behalf of the entire Mission Network News team, I'm Greg Yoder, wishing you and your loved ones a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.